This is 103.6 FM Tameside Radio. I'm Jill Garston. Today we're looking at the life of Staley Bridge man Ernie Jackson, who has recently written his first book at the age of 73. Ernie Who is a collection of memoirs which will definitely make you laugh and almost certainly make you cry. The stories chronicle Ernie's life from his childhood days in Bootle up to the present day. Now he tells us about the major turning point in his life, joining the police force.
That was something of an accident, because I had nowhere to go. Like I said, I had no qualifications, no money. I'd had three or four, maybe five different jobs, and I wasn't going anywhere. But I fell in love, like you do when you're about 18, 19, and I got engaged to this lovely girl, who incidentally I haven't seen for many years. And in those days, I went to her father and I said, we've been engaged 2 years and we'd like to get married. I had absolutely no idea what I was talking about. I thought I was in love, we'll get married and we'll live happily ever after. But he was a wise man, very nice man. He's called Tom Kissack. I'll never forget him because he changed my life. He said, you're a big lad. He says, I'm not going to let you marry my daughter. He says, but if you get a decent job, he said, then I will, because you need a future. Why don't you join the police force? And that gave me the idea. So I applied. I actually went down to join Bootle Police Force and was advised by a sergeant that that wasn't the place to be. He said, you should join Lancashire. He says, that'll broaden your outlook. So I joined Lancashire, but I was sent for my first 2 years on the docks at Seaforth. And after the first 2 years, I was transferred virtually overnight to a town called Mossley, which I'd never heard of.
I know it well.
Absolutely never heard of. And I went down to Lime Street Station. I kissed my fiance. I said bye to my mum. There were some tears. I went down to Lime Street Station on my bike. We had big rally, policeman type bikes, with my case in my hand. Got on the train at Lime Street about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. And I got off at this place called Mossley. And big change in my life. But again, wonderful, wonderful people. And they made me very welcome, although it took about 20 years before I was accepted as Mossley. I was always a comer in. My wife was probably one of the few girls that married a guy from out of town. And meeting Val and marrying Val was probably the best thing I ever did in my life, because without her I'd be nothing.
How long were you in Mossley for?
5 years. 5 years. I was engaged to this girl in Liverpool, of course, when I went to Mossley. Initially, I went to a few of the dances. I went to the Mechanics and later on the George Lawton Hall when they built it. I used to wear collars and ties and used to ask girls to dance. And it was, and in those days you could talk to girls when you were dancing with them, not where it is now, and it wasn't too noisy. And cups of tea in the interval and all that sort of stuff. But eventually I was made quite welcome in Mossley. Met Val. There was nothing to it because I was, like I say, I was already engaged. But then I was jilted for another guy. Eventually we got engaged. I was somebody that was somebody because I was a Mossley policeman. In those days there were 9 PCs at Mossley and 3 sergeants at the police station. We had the police ball once a year. It was always booked up and we used to have a great time. But I was somebody because I was the only single policeman in Mossley, and I didn't realise it. All the girls knew I was arriving or knew I'd got there, but I didn't know that. Wish I had. But so Val and I became an item, and I was jilted in Liverpool. Things got more serious with Val. Eventually, thinking that she thought such a lot of me, I was extremely egotistical, and I said to her one night, do you think we should start going steady? And I knew she'd snatch my hand off, and she said, I'll think about it. And I was hooked. And the rest of it is history. We're still together, still very, very happy. I got the best deal, no doubt about it. She puts up with me. But there we are. Got 3 great kids after the horrendous teenage times, which I've written about. I've written about everything that's happened to you, that's happened to every parent. But and you will relate to it. And it's fun. Make you cry, make you laugh.